I'm a salesman. I've always been a salesman. Since I was 5 years old, selling newspapers on the train from Mount Vernon, New York to Grand Central Station. And today's guest, well, I don't know if I'd call him a salesman, but I came to him because he was selling something, a service. Someone referred me to him many, many, many years ago. And he helped me out with my health insurance. And then, unbelievable, I turned 65, and now he's helping me with my Medicare and health insurance. He agreed, even though he doesn't sell car insurance or homeowners insurance, he sells health insurance. He was nice enough to become a sponsor of the program a while back. And welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Jason Stevens from Stevens and Associates Health Insurance.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, nice to be on.
We go back a long way. I should have asked you, I'm sure it's in my record somewhere, but I might have been 12 years old when, I don't think you were born yet. No, I think you might have just started. I know your dad, Ray, started the business?
Yes. Yeah, actually 39 years ago now.
Wow. And so I was obviously, I could have been around 50. I don't know how long ago it was. And I was always wondering what percentage of your business you deal with regular insurance versus Medicare insurance. But just before you even answer that, how does a company like you start? I mean, what kind of service do you offer that people would want to go to you versus just calling up Blue Shield or Blue Cross or dealing directly with Medicare?
That is a great question. We do get that quite often. And I understand the where that question comes from too, because here we are, this third party that's not the insurance company, but what do? Right? And what sets us apart? So we structure somewhat similar to an agent, but we're very different. So we call ourselves advisors, but in reality, we specialize in retiree medical benefits. We actually work with a lot of corporations where we manage the retirees. And so there's a lot more that we have to bring to the table because of that. In order to be able to work with a corporation managing the retirees, you have to be 10 steps ahead of the game on what information is changing. And most of the reason why it is the majority of our business that's Medicare. And that's not all that we do. Of course, sometimes people retire and they're not in Medicare yet, or their spouse isn't in Medicare, or their children need insurance when they retire. And so we handle all of that. But the majority of the reason where we come in is Medicare, because it's so complicated. And there's just so much convoluted information out there that's very contradictory. But in the end, I mean, we're a concierge. Our whole branding is about not just, having the knowledge base and being able to explain what route to go or what's most efficient or what's most appropriate, but just to take care of everything. If something goes wrong, we're the ones dealing with the Medicare system. We're the ones dealing with the insurance companies or the doctors or the pharmacies. We take care of it for the clients. And that's where we actually, that's kind of what sheds light on what most of the problems are that are out there, because we're dealing with it. Right. And that just brings a lot more to the table for us. But I mean, our long and short, our team works on what's called we call our four pillar system. It's not just when something goes wrong and it's the insurance company's fault, but if it is Medicare, or if it's a medication that there's an alternative that can be covered, or, there's just so much other resources out there than insurance itself that we bring to the table with it.
And you don't charge for this service. People can get this service and you get paid how?
That's the best part, Mark. Honestly, it's like, I always say it's like taking your car to the mechanic, but not even paying the mechanic. Like I said, we structure ourselves kind of like agents. So compensation comes from the insurance carriers. Having so much involvement with Medicare, it makes sense, because the market's so heavily regulated over compensation and all of that, that anyone would pay the same dollar to go direct with the insurance company than to go through us. So there's literally no cost for our services.
Yeah, I love listening to this LA station where these attorneys advertise that, you know, hey, when you have an insurance claim, I don't think they're talking about health insurance per se, really. But when you have an insurance claim, you know, don't call your insurance company. They're really not looking out for you. You call us and we'll make sure that the insurance, you know, works for you. So they just kind of remind me of what you're doing. You're the liaison, the representative. My guest, Ray Stevens from Stevens and Associates Health Insurance. And yeah, so I was on regular insurance, and you guys walked me through the different avenues and options available to me. You made some recommendations, and so far so good. I don't know if I'll ever change. What's the rule? I mean, what's the rule with changing? Let's say I do want to change for the secondary insurance.
So, yeah, depending on the plan, of course, I know what plan that you have. You know, we've talked about that. But depending on what plan someone has, there are different rules around that. So if someone has what's called a Medicare Advantage plan, those are commonly an HMO, could potentially be a PPO in some regions. But those plans are a little bit more controlling, and you actually are only able to adjust that plan during the annual election period, or what sometimes people call the open enrollment period. It's from October 15th until December 7th, choosing the following year's plan, right?
Okay.
And that's
okay. The
catch is with those plans, those change every year. So even your existing plan could be different for the following year. The other is what's called a Medicare supplement, or Medigap. It's kind of being rebranded to that name, Medigap, but that type of plan, depending on the state that you live in or the region, changing the plan could require undergoing medical questionnaire, medical underwriting. But sometimes, like here in California, we have the California birthday rule, right? Or in New York, it's always guaranteed issue. You can change at any time.
Hmm.
But in some states, you have to qualify medically in order to be able to change ever down the road once you're enrolled.
Okay, let me ask you this. I read this woman, Liz Weston, who writes in a financial column, and she's dealt with Medicare. And someone wrote in, and they said they're 65, and they have health insurance through their work, and they have an enrolled for Medicare. And they were told, I don't have to. But then they heard that there could be a penalty. So do you deal with that? What's the story there?
Yeah, that's actually a different story in its own. What's tough that I think a lot of people miss is when you have active employment status and you have benefits through that employer or your spouse thereof, then you have this unique ability that to opt out. You're called an eligible opt out of Part B, so you don't have to enroll in Medicare. And you won't get penalized as long as you maintain both active employment status and benefits through that employer, right? We've dealt with a number of cases, one not to mention not too long, awful long ago, but that it's pretty common for large corporations to hire back in their executives, some of their higher executives as consultants, and they'll run into that problem where they're not considered an active employee, but they keep the benefits sometimes through the group, through the company. So they don't get Medicare, but they're not considered an eligible opt-out because they're not an active employer or employee. So it gets complicated, but you just have to meet those two standards, and then you're totally fine. You don't get penalized for opting out of Medicare.
My buddy lives in, I think he has dual citizenship now. He married a gal from Sweden, and they lived in Sweden for many years. He comes back here back and forth, and they have tremendous health insurance coverage in Sweden. And I think he says he could come. I think he turned 65 recently, and he says he can come to the United States and up to 45 days and use his health insurance from Sweden. So I think he doesn't think he's going to come back here. So I think he's not going to do it. He's not going to sign up for Medicare. And I don't know what happens if he comes back and lives here for 6 months and he needs insurance.
That gets complicated, and there's really not a whole lot of workaround for people that live in multiple countries and have the luxury of those benefits. So, because basically Medicare says you get it or you don't, and if you don't, it's okay. You can still get it at a later time, but you're going to be penalized both financially and by the enrollment timing, right? So if he comes back, even if he schedules ahead of time, if he doesn't enroll, or someone, I'll say, turning 65, doesn't enroll within 6 months of it's actually Medicare's refining for Part B within 3 months of turning 65, then unless they have active employment status and benefits through that employer, they are going to be penalized not only financially by just 10% increase in the cost for every single year that they don't have Medicare, but they'll also be penalized by a delay in delayed enrollment. It's enrolling during what they call the general election period from January 1st until March 31st, applying for a July 1st effective date of that year. So if he just came back to the country now, good luck. He's going to have 11 months to go before he's going to get to get any medical coverage.
You know, just listening to you right now as my eyes are glazing over, I realize why you have a business model, because no one really wants to understand everything you're saying. They just want to hand it to you and say, you know, take care of this. Call me when it's done.
Yeah, well, and back to that same kind of analogy of a mechanic, and I've told so many people this. Really, Medicare is something of its own. It's its own world, right? And you're 100% right with that. But it's the same principle. There are people out there that they know cars and they can work with them, and anyone can buy a manual to fix their car when something goes wrong. But it's just, it makes more sense to go to someone that does it every day, knows what to do, right? And it seems so much easier for them, but that's because that's what they do every day.
Exactly. Well, there you have it. I don't know if we've covered everything that we wanted to cover, or were you going to, was there something about someone switching after something, or did we already cover that? Some war story, or?
I'm not sure. I think that, believe me, we've got our fair share of war stories that we've dealt through, but so many times where I would just say just simple misunderstandings, or even just not knowing the contradicting regulations that Medicare holds different from traditional insurance or even employer insurance.
Right.
Where cases where people are being penalized pretty heavily, and we've gone through some pretty nasty appeals to try to get things fixed that even oftentimes Medicare will just not budge over, right? Things can just get complicated very quickly. So it's always advisable to talk to someone that works in the industry.
Okay. So Stevens & Associates Health Insurance, someone needing any kind of health insurance, whether you're over 65 or not, or if you're approaching 65, you definitely can call and have a consult. Just call up and just tell them what the story is, and they'll route you through to the correct person?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Stevens & Associates Health Insurance, I've known the guy, I think, 15, 20 years. I came when I was just getting, I don't know why, well, someone recommended you is why, and so I went down and met you, and you've been taking care of my insurance ever since and helped the transition to Medicare nicely. So, but just call the main office number. He's became a sponsor of the program. I think you should start selling homeowners insurance, though. That would make more sense, sponsoring a radio program based on real estate. But I'm sure you got your hands full.
Well, I'll tell you, one place that we've had a big involvement over Booths, we've worked with a lot of companies, and we've actually gained the ability with some carriers to be able to lock rates now when people move. So especially when someone's moving from one region to another, one state to another, there's some states that are double the price of others. So even in Medicare, to be able to lock those rates, there are things that we can do that are certainly involved with a move, but yeah, still not in the home industry. Just Yeah, Medicare's got, we've got our hands full with it.
Well, but you know what? You brought up a good point, and a lot of real estate agents listen to the program. And I suppose you could almost become an affiliate member of the Association of Realtors. And so when agents have people moving out of state or moving in state, you know, they can call and check with you and see how to handle that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There you go. Jason Stevens, Stevens and Associates Health Insurance. He's plays commercials throughout my program, 805-683-3636. Stevens and Associates Health Insurance. Thanks for sponsoring the program. Thanks for helping me with the insurance gauntlet. Let's just hope I never get sick.
Absolutely. Well, it was a pleasure to be on, as always.
Okay, Jason, have a great day. Thanks.
Take care, Mark.
Thanks. Yeah, it's everything works until it doesn't. Speaking of which, do you read Pearls Before Swine? It's a comic strip.
No.
One of the characters is a pig. So this is kind of a real estate health insurance kind of comic strip. So I thought I'd read this before we take our break. There's three guys sitting at the counter, and one guy comes up and says, "Hey, pig, I'm sort of afraid to ask because you haven't talked about her for a while, but is everything okay with your grandma?" And pig says, "Oh, thank you for asking, but yeah, she's in a better place now." And the guy says, "Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And he walks away. And the guy turns to the buddy and says, "That's an odd reaction to grandma buying a condo." She's in a better place. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.